Hallelujah, 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 Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah, 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 we thank you, dear Lord, you are victor. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I praise you, I worship you, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, we look up to thee. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. This day, that you've given to us a new opportunity to get to know you better, for you to work in us and help us and teach us what you have for us to learn this day. Lord, we pray that you will bless the whole camp. Lord, that there'll be a fresh anointing this day upon the whole camp, from the cottage, Lord, up here to Watch Rock and everything in between. Oh, Lord, manifest your presence yourself and get your will done this day at Pilgrim Camp, even as it's being done in heaven. Have your way. And Lord, have your way in the meetings that are going on, in the cottage, in the village, and here. Have your way among us and with us to glorify your name is our desire. Lord, for you to be pleased with what you hear, with what you see, with the sacrifices that we bring. Father, you seek such, those who worship you in spirit and in truth. And may you find, dear Lord, from every one of our lives, a sacrifice brought to you in spirit and in truth. Lord, you know our hearts. You know our motivation. You know everything about us. And Lord, we want to lift up holy hands, and we want to lift our voice in adoration and thanksgiving, because you're wonderful to us. You're good to us. And your mercy endures forever. And it's a new day, Lord, that we're receiving out of your grace. And the way that you show your salvation is this way of praise, this way of thanksgiving. And so, Lord, as we offer our praise, that's the way. And so, Lord, come. Come as we exalt your name. Come as we worship you in the beauty of holiness. Come and be pleased, Lord, to manifest your glory in and through our lives. Thank you for it, and in Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Number 37 in the hymn book. Number 37. Let us sing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, you're wonderful, Lord. You're worthy, oh Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah, praise your name. Thank you, dear Lord. In God, I know He cares for me. On a mountain or on a stormy sea, also sing 334 in the hymnal. 334.
Yeah.
that we just sang, Like a River Glorious, is one that's very familiar to those of us that are in the fellowship, the Ridgewood Fellowship, because many years ago, way before my time even, Brother Hans Waldvogel declared that song to be our battle song. They were looking for some theme song. They had a radio broadcast in those days at Ridgewood, and that was long ago. And they used to start with a particular song, a song of victory, a song of triumph, and then they wanted to make it a greater broadcast. And they asked Brother Hans, what's our theme song? What do you think our theme song should be? And he said, Like a River Glorious. And then he told them why. That's our battle song. And we've always been told that, at least I can remember hearing it 100 times. That is our battle song. Now, that doesn't sound very much like a battle song. It sounds more like a peace song. Like a river glorious is God's perfect peace. But that's where the battle is it not? And the battle begins in your soul, in your heart. But the battle is won, that battle of peace, as you stay upon your God. And the prophet, he says, now don't try to light your own fire and figure your own way. If you don't know the way, don't walk in your own, it says, sparks. Don't light or get your flashlights, I guess we would say, and try to follow the path. But if you don't know what you're doing or where you're going and you're tempted to be a little out of sorts because you don't know the way, just stay yourself upon your God. Just put your feet down there upon Christ, that solid rock. There's a man named Joseph Atello. He was a missionary that my dad was an assemblies pastor, or never ordained as an assemblies pastor, but he pastored in an assemblies church. He was allowed to do that in the Pelham Bay Assembly of God, and they had a missions week and came through a number of missionaries, and they all stayed at our home. And I was glad that they did, because I inherited a good friend named Stephen Goulias through those missionary meetings. And he took me along with him to Romania. And I had that privilege to travel with him. It was a time that I learned about him, and he stayed in our home as a boy. Another one was Joseph Atello. And he was a missionary, well, different places, but to Italy at the time that I knew him. And he came to the Ozone Park Church long before I was the pastor. And I remember him singing, On Christ the Solid Rock I Stand. And as he sang it, he stamped it. He was putting his feet down on the rock. On Christ the Solid Rock I Stand. And then he had everybody do it. Wow, what a stampede that sounded like. But I never forgot it. I never forgot it. You got to put your feet down, and you got to make sure they're down. And they're not going to be so easily moved. I shall not be moved. And that peace of God is something that's very real. And it at times is a real battle. I remember it's 12 years ago or whatever, they found some cancer in me, and they needed to perform surgery and get rid of it. And it was kind of a surprise. We were on vacation at the time in Puerto Rico. And I get a phone call from the doctor who came back positive and this and that and the other. And so, I can't come into the office today. I'm a little far. Don't go on vacation. I don't think that's a good idea for our family, at least. And here I got back, and they told me what I was up against, and they told me how good the prognosis was. And there's just a few percentage points that you won't make it through this thing, and so don't worry about it. But, you know, I worried about it. You know what mistake I made? I picked up the wrong book. My wife was a nurse, and there were some books around. I forgot the name of it, though, but I looked it up in the index. I looked up about what I had and the type of cancer, and I read all about it. Shouldn't do that. I guess worse is Google. You find all the nightmares on Google. And I read all about it, and I remember what the doctor said, but I remember what that I remember what I read. And I can remember during that ordeal and through that time after the surgery, and still, is it going to come back? And when is it going to come back? And how vicious is it going to be? And all these thoughts were following my mind. And here's my battle song. And standing on the rock. And, you know, you sing it louder and clearer, but it doesn't work just by singing it. You've got to let the Holy Spirit, God has to do it. God has to put His peace that passes understanding. And I can remember after recovering somewhat, I wound up on Monday morning at the Faith Home with all the other ministers. And I remember saying, I'm not really at all afraid of the cancer, or I'm not really afraid of this or that. But I'm afraid that I have too much fear. And I said, don't pray about the sickness. Pray about my fear. Fear has torment. And fear is no good. It's an antithesis to faith. It doesn't dwell in a heart of faith, isn't filled with a heart of fear. And so I can remember the different ones there and praying for me. And, you know, I needed to borrow their vessel. I needed help. And I had help. I had help from the Lord, but I'm thankful for those that, again, could come around one and surround them with faith and with prayer and believed God with me and for me. And I believe the Lord helped at that time. But I want to learn, and I hope I've learned something. And the Lord will give you an opportunity to see how well you've learned. You had tests in school. When I was a kid, we had the pretest, and then we had the retest. The pretest was when you failed. You got all those new spelling words if you were in fourth grade or whatever it was. And they sprang it on you and you got 6 wrong out of 10 or whatever it was. But don't worry about that, because there's going to be another test, the retest. And if you go home and study hard enough, it's not hard to pass it. Just learn to spell the words that you didn't know how to spell. And so everybody was expected to get 100% on the retest. But you did get the retest. And the Lord, He gives retests. I don't know, wish He wouldn't oftentimes, but He does. And you know, Abraham had a few of them. And in Genesis 22, this is only a test, Abraham. Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and carry him up there to Mount Moriah, or walk him up there, and sacrifice him. Your only son who you love. It's only a test. Well, he had pretests before, and he had learned from the pretests how to pass the retest. Just do what God says and trust and believe Him. Put your faith and your confidence wholeheartedly, implicitly in Him. Don't lean to your own understanding and don't walk in the light of your own sparks, but just believe that He's able. Well, if I'm going to kill my boy, the Lord is able to raise my boy from the dead. That's how Abraham figured it. And I think we all know how the story ended. But it's only a retest. You had to pre, you didn't do well. And some of the pretests, Abraham flailed. He just failed. But thank God the Lord allows again and again. Lord, stop testing. Oh, maybe, Lord, help me to get 100 on the retest so I don't need to be tested anymore so severely. I'll just stop now. But there's a lady in our church I remember. And the first year I was in the church that I pastor. And I was the only guy there. And one early morning, my phone rang. And it was Sister Hessler. I don't know if anybody ever knew her or remembers her. But she and her husband, they married later in life. They had no children. And they were inseparable. He was the only man that was allowed to go to ladies' meeting. Because they were inseparable. And he'd go to ladies' meetings, and he would sit in the corner, and the ladies would have their meeting or whatever. And it was really, their relationship was precious, to say the least. And the phone rang, and I picked it up, and I heard her say, "Brother Ernie, Frank passed out." And so I said, "Sister Hessler, I'll be right there." And so I'm to the rescue. "Frank passed out, let's go get him." So I went over to the house. They're just about a mile away from where I lived. Jumped in my car, sped over there, and got there. And there she was at the door. "Come in, Brother Ernie." So I came in, and there were 2 police officers there, sitting there. And she said, "I was just telling these officers about our nice little church And I just gave them a gospel tract. And I'm thinking to myself, Frank passed out. She didn't seem to care much about Frank. And so she's saying, sit down. And so I sat down, and there's Sister Hessler, and she's just talking about the Lord and to these police officers, giving them her testimony and what the Lord can do and how gracious he is. And the police officers excused themselves and got out of there. And so I'm sitting there with Sister Hessler, and I said, Sister Hessler, don't you think that we should maybe help Frank? And she said, Brother Ernie, Frank's dead. And then it dawned on me, she didn't say Frank passed out, she said Frank passed on. And I heard out, and she meant or said on. And well, that put a whole different slant. She said, if you want to see him, we can. So okay, what do? We went upstairs, and he did what she said he did. But I marveled. I marveled. Peace. Talk about peace. Now, I know everybody's different. And so if you don't act or react the way, or you know people who didn't, it's not casting aspersion on them necessarily. But I did see, and it wasn't because, I'm glad he's finally gone. Thank God he's gone. These two were inseparable. And she loved him dearly to the very end, and the same with him, with her. But yet I saw, and I'm glad I saw it. I'm glad I saw it when I saw it. That there is such a thing, and it's so real, in the real circumstances and trials of life, and every one of them falls from above, and traced on our dial by the Son of Love. And so we can put our feet down, and we can stand on that solid rock, and stay ourselves upon Jehovah, and cause our hearts to be fully blessed. That whole funeral and service and days after were just marked with the presence of God visiting us, drawing our attention to Christ. And I was, again, just glad to be able to be a part of it. And I want to learn. I don't know how well I've learned. It's, you know, every once in a while there comes that retest. But Lord, help me. Teach me better. Teach me better to trust more and more. Because all they who put their trust in God will never be removed. They stand secure like Zion's Mount, through many ages proved. And so, if you are coming out of such a test, or maybe going into such a test, stay upon your God. That's your battle song. That's the fight. But Jesus is victor, and he does promise, and he promised to his disciples, in the world that you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. In me you'll have peace. And the peace that I give is not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Lord, teach me, teach me. Teach me not to know it. And that's what I was so ashamed of there in the faith home that morning. I know all these things in my head. I've preached them maybe many times before. I've told everybody else what they're supposed to do. And then I said, Lord, I don't have the goods. I have fear in my heart. Why? What is this? Perfect love casts out fear. Well, what's going on, Lord? Help me. And I'm glad the Lord shows us such things in our lives so that we can do better next time and please him. So, Lord, help us. I don't know the needs, the tests, the trials, but every one of them, Lord, comes from above. And, Lord, I pray that you will help us to indeed stay ourselves upon Jehovah, recognizing that nothing happens to us. Everything works together for good. But we know that that's true. Lord, it's all working together some strange way. It's all working together for good. To those who love God and those that are called according to your purpose. And seems to me that your eternal purpose is to make us like Jesus, to conform us into the image of Christ. And when he was facing trials and he was facing the difficulties and hardships, he stayed himself upon Jehovah. And teach me, Lord, to do better along those lines, all of us. We thank you for the reality of it. We thank you that it could be our portion and experience. And we pray that you'll give us grace, Lord, to build good, strong foundations upon that rock, Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, stand with me and sing together like Zion's Holy Mount. It's in the white book. Is it number 10? I'm not sure. Yes, number 10 in the white book. Thank you. Number 10.
Sinking sand.
take your seats, before we sing the last verse, I want to remind you that today, right after the morning meeting down at the shuffleboard court, Maryland versus California versus New York, a.k.a. Oldies but Goodies. The Oldies but Goodies were practicing yesterday, but I think some of you others did too. But watch out, it's a cutthroat competition, all in fun, if that can possibly be. And if you want to go watch, you're welcome to do that down there at the boathouse. And, of course, may the best team win. We also, this afternoon at 4 o'clock, have a prayer meeting for staff and guests that would like to join. 4:15. Staff prayer till 4:45, and guests come and pray and join, and asking the Lord to continue to help and to bless. And then this evening, Lord willing, weather permitting, the forecast is for shower here or there. But when you get to the supper time hour, it's supposed to be okay until about 10 o'clock at night, and it's only 51% chance. So we may be fine to have our meeting tonight on the beach. We're expecting to do that, and that will begin at 8 o'clock, and it will begin at 8 o'clock. If it's at all possible, it will begin at 5 to 8, or whenever you get there, because tonight also we have an opportunity to have a water baptismal service at the beach right before, or as part of the meeting down at the waterfront. And so a little extra to do, and we want to trust the Lord will meet our brother Bruce as he follows the Lord and continue then to bless as we gather there at the waterfront, followed by the bonfire or s'mores, whichever, and the fellowship that will follow also. And so come as you'd like to, and be part of tonight. Let's sing the last verse if you haven't closed the book yet. Thus overshadowed by his love, where harm can ne'er be tied, within this refuge safe and sure, I am for would abide. Like the mount of God, like the mount of God, they stand secure like Zion's mount, by men the ages proved, they can never be stand secure like Zion's mount, they can never be